It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Good morning, sports fans. An unusual morning football game. Welcome to WCDO's coverage of Section 4 playoff football. Section 4 includes high schools all across the southern tier of New York State, from the Catskill Mountains of Delaware County in the east, well over into the southern Finger Lakes region in the west. And for all intents and purposes, today's game is a contest between east and west. Representing the west in this Section 4 Class D semifinal game, it is going to be Tioga High School. The Tioga Tigers come into this game with an impressive 7-1 record. They finished 4-0 in Division 10, winning that contest.
And good morning, everybody. I am Billy Blake, and representing the East is Unitigo. They went 3-0 in Class D Division 7 play. The Spartans 6-2 overall. They won their division, and these two teams, the Tigers and the Spartans, will collide on this Saturday morning from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium.
And I am Harry Graves. It's time for football here on WCDO, part of a Saturday triple header on your station for sports.
And we are at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium on the turf field, where Alumni Stadium serves as the home field during the regular season for both Binghamton and Seton Catholic Central football teams.
The other games that are coming up today on WCDO as part of our triple header, of course, this game, Unitigo against Tioga, 11 o'clock in the morning, a Class D contest. Sydney takes on Waverly at 5 o'clock in a Class C game. And Harpersville then closes out the evening tonight, a Class D opponent, Groton. We saw them last week. That will be at 8 o'clock. And also for the folks here in the stands at Alumni Stadium, a 2 o'clock contest is going to be in there. That should be a honey of a game. Shenango Forks taking on Lansing.
The kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in today's game and throughout the season.
Well, Billy, this rare morning broadcast happens to be one of the things that I think they did right. We have had some weather problems here historically over the years, and for the people who are familiar with the southern tier, the lay of the land, so to speak, you happen to know that Binghamton's Ty Cobb Stadium is right on the banks of the Susquehanna River, and with the potential of some rather unpleasant weather coming up, they switched the game to here, because this is a higher elevation, so that the grounds crew could take steps to prepare that field for any unfortunate things that might come down. There's a field house down there with all kinds of equipment in it. There's a turf field. They want to take steps to try to protect that. So the folks at Union Endicott High School are really busy today doing some preventative work.
Yeah, it looks like the worst of that storm is going to come our way Monday through Wednesday in the beginning of next week. And the section taking all precautions necessary here, and it was a good move to take all the games and put them here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, a great facility here at Alumni Stadium. It makes for a long day for us, but it's going to be a great day of broadcasting football. And also, too, the 11 a.m. start, got to talk about that a little bit. These guys are so used to playing games, whether it's Friday night at 7 o'clock or Saturday afternoon at 1:30 p.m., it's a little bit of a mental factor to come in here and play at 11 a.m., but this is the Class D semifinals. These guys are going to be hyped up, ready to play.
You know, we were chuckling as we were coming down, saying that in some ways this could take you back to the days of modified football when you were accustomed to playing on Saturday mornings. And we did this in 7th grade and 8th grade and 9th grade. And sometimes even those junior varsity games ended up being Saturday morning affairs, too. Actually, Billy, we have a pretty fine group of people here already. We have fans on the near sidelines, and the near sidelines in this particular ball game is going to be the Tioga side of the field. Way over across the way is the Unitego Spartan side of the field, and they have good section or good groups of fans from both of them. We got in here some time ago, and both teams had been here going through their warm-up paces. At that time, they were not in pads. They were just out doing their calisthenics in nothing but their jerseys and making the best of it. The Unitego Spartans are decked out in white today. They are out on the field right now. The Tioga Tigers are coming onto the field. They just marched across the all-weather track that they have here and came on to the field, flanked on both sides by cheerleaders and fluttering pom-poms. What do you see? Any common opponents?
No, really, not at all. No common opponents between these two teams. And just looking over the schedule, you look at Tioga, the Tigers really haven't been tested at all this year. They did have a 14-8 loss to Waverly, who we will see later on today against Sydney. And that was when Tioga was playing up a class, because Waverly being in Class C. So the Tigers went up a class in week number three this year and lost that game. But other than that, they have been perfect. They are 7-1. And all their games, for the most part, have been blowouts. They had a 39-21 win against Spencer Van Etten, and that was probably one of their closer games. You look at the Unitego Spartans, they only had two losses as well, and they actually played on this field at Binghamton Alumni Stadium back in Week 2, winning that game 50-14. The Spartans have scored 299 points on offense. They've allowed 137, and as you just pointed out, looking back at Tioga stats, they have scored over 300 points, but this Tigers defense is for real. They have only allowed 68 points all season long.
Yeah, you know, the difference between 310 and 299 is not all that much. So you can say offensive punch-wise, these two teams are just about even, Stephen. It's on the points given up. One of them very stingy, giving up only 68, Tioga, where the Spartans have given up 137 points. Well, the pregame clock is winding down, so it's a very good time to tell you that you're listening to your station for sports here in the Tri-County area, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services, or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Hawkins Homes supports high school football on WCDO. Hawkins Homes Route 79 in Harpersville says hurry. Don't miss your chance to save literally thousands of dollars on lot models. They need to move their lot models to make room for new homes. There are four double wides and one single wide left, and their prices have been slashed. These are top quality Ritz-Craft and Titan homes, and they must go. Some features include stone fireplace, walk-up attic, all drywall, tile flooring, Corian countertops, 9-foot ceilings, laminate flooring, and much more. And I repeat, you will save thousands of dollars at Hawkins Homes now. If you're in the market for a modular home, Hawkins has three for you to see, including full basement. Before you buy, check out Hawkins Homes, Route 79 in Harpersville, next to Mirabito Convenience Store. During their lot model sale, you'll save thousands of dollars. Go to HawkinsHomesLLC.com to find out more. Call 693-2551. Everyone at Hawkins Homes wishes the best of luck to the Harpersville Hornet, Sydney Warrior, and Unitego Spartan football teams this weekend.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trackside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, we've had the singing of the national anthem by Judy Patel of the Unitego Spartans, and she did her usual stellar performance. And the Spartans are now taking the field. And who do we have for starting lineups, Mr. Billy?
And we will start with the visiting Unitego Spartans. The center is Fred Sullivan. The guards, Mac Talbot and Alex Wally. Tackles, Jordan Mayo and Derek Liner. On the ends, senior John Wingate and sophomore Tanner Winchester. The quarterback for the Spartans is Tyler Butler, and in the backfield for Unitego is David Van Alstyne, Kellen Comenda, and Quinn Barnhart.
So here is the first quarter being brought to you by Mr. Billy as the Tioga Tigers will kick off to the Unitego Spartans.
And it was a kick towards the near sidelines. Number 9, Kellen Comenda, was there for Unitego, and he was wrapped up immediately. So the Spartans bring their offensive unit out from their own 30-yard line. Tioga did win the toss, but they deferred to the second half.
So here we go. The turf field at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, the site of Class C and Class D games here, and we'll have three of them for you today.
Unitego in their visiting white jerseys outlined in green. It's Tyler Butler in shotgun with three receivers to the left. It's a quick throw off to David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne tries to get around some tacklers, but the Tioga defense takes him down at his own 29-yard line. No gain.
Yeah, they're going to mark that down just about on the length of the football away from the 30-yard line stripe, so a loss of inches on that.
Four wide receivers for the Spartans, two to the right, two to the left. They keep it on the ground. It's an option, and Tyler Butler pitches it over, and this is a big gain for the Unitego Spartans. They're across midfield inside the Tioga 30-yard line. That's a huge gain for the Spartans. It's a first down.
Oh, yeah, and that play was beautifully executed by both teams, and it was an excellent opportunity for a man to be able to bring down. Jesse Manuel was the man who managed to get in there and finally bring down the ball carrier.
Tyler Butler on the option. It looked like it was Kellen Comenda along the far sidelines near the Unitego side. Tyler Butler back to pass on first down. It's complete to Kellen Komenda. Komenda running across field, trying to dodge traffic, and he's able to turn the corner. He's inside the red zone, and he is tripped up at the 15-yard line. The Spartans moving down the field quickly. Not even a full minute into this contest, and the Unitego Spartans have a first down in the red zone. And now the officials are talking things over. We might have a penalty here as they are. Oh, yeah, there's a flag all the way back at the 40-yard line. And it's a penalty on the Spartans, so this ball is going to come way back near midfield.
And that will, for all intents and purposes, eradicate a beautiful run.
So the ball is spotted at the Tioga 49-yard line. Spartans were all the way inside the 20, and the ball was pushed back 30 yards. Butler in shotgun. He wants to give it off to Van Alstyne, and Van Alstyne is met at the line of scrimmage by the Tioga defense. No gain for the senior halfback.
We'll bring up a second down. The ball still at the 50, but it's going to be second, and what is that, about 26 yards to go.
Not exactly sure what the penalty was on the Spartans, but it brought them back 30 yards after they were inside the Tioga 20-yard line. Second and long for Unitego. Four receivers for Butler. And Butler keeps it himself after faking to Van Alstyne, and Butler is sacked in the backfield at his own 45-yard line. Tyler Butler met in the backfield by the Tioga defense. Again, they've only allowed 68 points all season long, and they are looking to make a stand in this opening drive. We have under 10 minutes to play first quarter. The Unitego Spartans and the Tioga Tigers in the first of four games today from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Four receivers for Butler. Van Alstyne in the backfield. Butler looking left, takes a five-step drop. Now he's looking to scramble out of the pocket, and he is sacked again at his own 37-yard line. That was 54, Jake Howland on the sack for Tioga, and it will be a fourth and long for Unitego.
Yeah, the ball back at the 38-yard line. Remember earlier we talked about how stingy the Tigers are on allowing points, and there with those defensive plays in that first offensive possession for the Unitego Spartans, you see why.
Josh Fireman back to punt for the Spartans. It's a high kick, and it bounces at the Tioga 40-yard line, and it will roll a little bit, and now the ball is spotted at the Tioga 36-yard line.
So we have had the first offensive play for first offensive series for the Unitego Spartans, and they have been able to get nothing going. So it will be now an opportunity for Tioga, and we will see what the Spartans have in store for them for the rest of this morning.
Junior quarterback Ryan Ferguson leads the way for the Tigers, 5'9", 143. And we'll give you the rest of that Tioga starting lineup in just a moment. Here's the first play for the Tigers. They keep it on the ground with Jesse Manuel. Jesse Manuel, a freshman running back, has a good gain of about 7 or 8 out to his own 43-yard line.
Jake Howland is the starting center. If we look out from there, the guards will be Mike Malella and Carter Jackson. The tackles, Zach Kelsey and Dylan Babcock. And it will be Keegan Brink and Josh Moore at the ends. Ferguson, as we said, is the quarterback in the backfield. Jesse Manuel, Brad Jump, and Tyler Squires.
Second and two for the Tigers from their own 44. They keep it on the ground again with Squires running left, but there is a flag on the play, and this will be on Tioga. It looks like somebody might have been too eager on the offensive line.
That was one of those situations where the Unitego Spartan defense wanted to make sure that it had its presence felt, and they did a magnificent job that time of coming in and stopping Tyler Squires.
The Tigers in their home blue jerseys today with the yellow numbers. They face a second and six now from their own 39 after the false start penalty. 8:10 to go and counting in the first quarter. Three in the backfield for the Tigers. And it's back to Manuel. Manuel across his own 45-yard line. And that will be close to a first down. Might actually be a first down. And indeed, they move the chain. So Jesse Manuel, the 5'6", 143-pound freshman, gets the first down for the Tioga Tigers.
I think you're going to see a fair amount of offense generated by both of these teams, Billy. They both really do like to score.
First and 10 Tigers from their own 47. Receiver out to the right with the trio in the backfield for the quarterback, Ferguson. They give it off to Tyler Squires, the senior. Squires running right. He crosses midfield and is taken down at the Spartans' 43-yard line.
Yeah, the man who managed to bring him down that time happened to be none other than number 8, Tyler Butler.
Lots of two-way players for both teams. Butler just one of them, and now it will be another first down after that Squires run.
Had a lot of regular games last night that were normal crossover contests. The BG Bobcats playing at home against the Walton Warriors. Walton won that one 42-29. Down at Oxford, it was Whitney Point falling victim to the Blackhawks 28-12. And in the honey of the game last night, the Windsor Black Knights scored an overtime 19-18 win over the Green Trojans. And in the other somewhat local game, it was the Unadilla Valley Storm, the UV Storm, just trouncing Deposit Hancock. 54-14 was the final there.
And they actually brought the chains all the way across the field. It was not a first down, so it's second and inches for the Tigers at the Unitigo 43-yard line.
Yeah, that was one of those where they just wanted to move the ball back into the hash marks, and they needed the chains to do that.
Ferguson with three in the backfield. They had the play action, and it's Ferguson, the quarterback, running left. He's got a lot of room. He's got a first down and more inside the 30-yard line. He's pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was a meeting of quarterbacks. Ferguson that time was off and running. He picks up the first down easily. The man who managed to bulldog him and push him out of bounds, opposing quarterback Tyler Butler.
The Tigers looking for the first points of this game, first and 10 at the Unitigo 24-yard line. No wide receivers again. It's Ferguson under center with Manuel jump and Squires in a line in the backfield. And they go to Manuel. Manuel running right, and he doesn't get much that time.
He picks up about 4, though, as he will get down to the 20-yard line. And when they spot it down the end of the football, just touching the chalk mark as the ball is inside the 20.
Second and 6 officially, so it's a 4-yard gain for the freshman.
The clouds have not burned off. We did not have a whole lot of fog coming down, but we have very, very low-hanging clouds, so this is a gloomy morning.
Second down. Ferguson, play action, rolling out to his right, looks to throw, and that pass is complete, and that will be a touchdown, Tioga. Cleveland Staples was the intended receiver. He made the catch at about the 5-yard line, and he got into the corner of the end zone before he was tackled, and the Tigers strike first. They take a 6-0 lead with 6:20 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Staples on that one was actually surprised to hear the touchdown call because he thought he had been forced out of bounds, probably inside the 1. He didn't start any celebration for a matter of seconds until the announcement came up, as you could hear the fans going wild when the arms went up.
The Tigers will attempt a 2-point conversion rather than kicking the extra point, and Tyler Squires runs it in from 2 yards out for the 2-point conversion. We have 6:20 to play in the first quarter. It is the first of 2 Class D semifinals from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, and the Tioga Tigers have an 8-0 lead over the Unitigo Spartans. This is Saturday morning football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at MengInsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Carter Jackson approaches the football, and it's up.
And they actually tried the onside kick, catching Unitigo off guard, but the Spartans were able to fall on it, and they will start this drive from their own 40-yard line. 8-0 lead for the Tigers midway through the first quarter. Tyler Butler looks to throw, and that pass is complete to Kellen Komenda, a gain of about 8.
Yeah, Komenda that time was able to leap high into the air. He had people all over him, but Komenda was able to bring it down.
2nd and 3 for the Spartans from their own 47. That play was ruled officially a gain of 7 yards. 4 receivers line up to the left and another one to the right. David Van Alstyne goes in motion, and he gets the carry, and he spins his way towards his own 49-yard line. That will be close to a first down, but
yeah,
no first down sign yet.
Yeah, and I'm certain he came up a yard, maybe a little less short.
So it will be a 3rd down and short for Unitigo from about midfield. David Van Alstyne comes out. Kevin Thayer checks in.
Very interesting to look at the prognosticators. They definitely have great respect for this Tioga team.
And Tyler Butler takes it himself. He's got a first down. He picks up 5 or 6, crosses midfield, and is tripped up at the Tioga 46-yard line.
Yeah, Butler, fine run that time, does get a good solid 5 as he will have that ball across midfield. They're finally going to put it down at the 46-yard line in Tioga territory. 5 minutes even showing on the clock. Opening quarter, it is an 8-0 ball game as the Tioga Tigers drew first blood.
David Van Alstyne back into the game after the Spartans picked up the first down. Butler runs left, and now he runs right, tries to turn the corner, and Tioga grabs him by his jersey and takes him down right in front of his own bench. No gain for Butler.
Yeah, that looks like it may have been Ferguson. He was in on the play. I don't know if he was the one who grabbed him by the shoulder pads and brought him down, but it was another meeting of quarterbacks as they're both playing both ways.
2nd and 10 for the Spartans. 4 receivers for Butler to work with, 2 to each side, and Van Alstyne in the backfield. It's the option for Butler, and he keeps it, and then he is met by the Tioga defensive line yet again. Nowhere to go for the senior, Tyler Butler.
Yeah, Tyler that time looked right and was hoping to find an open man. He wanted to be able to pitch the ball away, or at least that's what it appeared to be. And then finally he tucked that ball in and decided to try the center of the line. And quite frankly, Tioga was like a brick wall. He just didn't even dent it that time.
3rd and 9 for Unitigo. Butler drops back looking right. Still looking right, and now he throws that pass off, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, that was Kellen Komenda again, the intended receiver. Komenda had to come back about a yard, and he was diving back, and he was hit by one of the Tiger defenders at that time. And as a result, the ball came out of the arms of all players. 2 players laying on the ground, and so was the ball.
fourth down, and the Spartans are in punt formation. It's Josh Firebend, and he will punt this ball away. Manuel is back deep for Tioga, and he calls for a fair catch at his own 15-yard line. So it was a nice punt by Firebend, and the Tigers will have to go 80-some yards on this drive.
Yeah, and everybody respected the wave of the arm for the fair catch that time. All too often you'll see an over-eager high school player come in and crunch the intended receiver. That time the Spartans stayed well clear. No flags, no contact, and no miscues.
3:33 to go, opening quarter. Tioga Tigers have an 8-0 lead over the Unitigo Spartans. Class D semifinal game. The other one comes from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium as well. 8 o'clock tonight between Groton and Harpersville. And they have their coaching staffs in the stands scouting this game this Saturday morning. Ferguson with 3 in the backfield. And it's another run for the Tigers. This time it's Brad Jump, the sophomore. That's his first carry today, and Jump is out to his own 20-yard line, gain of about 5 or 6.
Yeah, Jump managed to do really well that time. They're going to put that ball down with about a 7-yard pickup, so Jump really did well. Interesting enough, we were talking to some of the coaches ahead of time, and some of them went out and did their scouting against future foes. In other words, they went to Section 3 to see what the competition's got up there.
Second and short for the Tigers from their own 21-yard line, and now we have flags come in.
Yeah,
could be a false start.
That'll be against the Unitigo Spartans, I do believe. Somebody got off to a good move. Now what are they going to do? They're going to say it is against the Spartans. Yeah, somebody moved in absolutely the wrong direction that time. It may have been Quinn Barnhart in there. I'm not certain. Quinn's a big boy. As a result, when you look down at Quinn, you happen to see that he stands in there at 6'3". So as a result, against shorter players, you pick him up quickly.
First down for the Tigers after the penalty, and it's Jesse Manuel running to his right, and he picks up 4 or 5 yards across his own 32-yard line.
Yeah, Manuel that time picks up another 5 as he manages to just keep this drive going.
8-0 lead for the Tigers. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Nice showing for both teams on this Saturday morning. There's a lot of fans in the stands on both sides of Alumni Stadium. Squires gets the call. He's running right up the middle. He's got a first down out to his own 44-yard line.
Joel Van Alstyne that time did an absolutely magnificent job of hurtling over the down player at the last second as he managed to, he was coming in pretty fast actually, and could have made contact after the man was down, and he hurled himself into the air and totally cleared the downed Tiger.
Gain of 12 for Squires on that previous play. Receivers to the right and to the left, but they keep it on the ground again. Jesse Manuel, and he crosses midfield, and he is tackled at the Spartans 49-yard line, a gain of 7 or 8. Consistent carries here so far, Harry, by the Tigers, getting 5, 6, 7, 8 yards every single time one of their halfbacks get their hands on the football.
Yeah, Manuel now has carried the ball 4 times, and he has 26 yards unofficially in this contest.
Second and 2 for Tioga. Back to Manuel. Manuel with a lot of running room. He's inside the 40-yard line. Tyler Butler is literally trying to take the football out of his hands, but Manuel is able to avoid the fumble, and he picks up another Tigers first down.
Yeah, he got about 10 yards that time. He gets it down inside the 40-yard line to about the 39. They'll move the chains, and it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers.
1:05 to go and counting in this first quarter.
Well, for the devoted football fans, they can see 4 games. I don't know what you call that, a quadruple header or something. They've got Chenango Forks Lansing at 2, Sydney Waverly at 5, and then an 8 o'clock contest with Groton and Harpersville.
Squires carries the football running to his left. He picks up another good gain, 3 or 4 for him, out to the Unitigo 36-yard line.
You know, we talk about another good game, three or four, and that may be the shortest one we've seen in the last, I don't know, eight or nine carries. We'll call it second and about eight.
Under 30 seconds to go, clock still running. Staples, the receiver, to the right. And the trio of backs in the backfield. Squires runs again. He is hit hard at the 32-yard line.
Boy, I'll tell you, Squires is 5'10", only 5'10", but he's 205 pounds, so he has muscle like you wouldn't believe. And with that, time is going to run out. So we've ended the first quarter of this ball game. 8-0 is the score. Tioga leading the Spartans of Unitigo High School here on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
8-0 lead for the Tioga Tigers over the Unitigo Spartans as we start the second quarter. And to bring in the next 12 minutes, here's Harry Graves.
Oh, a beautiful morning for football. Jesse Manuel, first play from scrimmage. He puts his head down, heads to the right side, and manages to pick up more yardage. He gets the first down as he will finally be brought down at the 25-yard line. Gain of 7 on that. So it is the Unitigo Spartans taking on the Tioga Tigers. Coach Nick Aiello, I want to thank him for facilitating things, getting us things like lineups and so on and so forth. Next play from scrimmage, look out, Tyler Squires will start at his 26, go right up the middle, find an opening and find Pater as he has a 26-yard touchdown run. And surprisingly, Billy, that was right up the center.
Yeah, Squires, we've seen not only Squires, but all these running backs try to run to the right or run to the left, and Squires literally with a halfback dive right up the middle, and the Spartans try to take him down inside the 5-yard line, but he was able to reach that football across the goal line for the touchdown.
14-0 is the score. The point after attempt is going to be carried by Ferguson. He will be caught from behind and brought down hard at about the 2-yard line, so the score remains 14-0, Tioga leading the Unitigo Spartans. Early morning football for you right here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Today's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and account of this game cannot be used without the expressed written consent of both Section 4 and WCDO.
We want to send out a special welcome this morning to all of the people who are joining us, not on the radio, but via streaming audio, a new service of WCDO. Low end over end kick is going to be grabbed down by Quinn Barnhart. The 6'3 senior gets the very short kick at about the 40-yard line, gets back to the 44 before he is tripped up. So the Spartans take over first and 10 at the 44.
Yeah, and they've had some pretty good field position for all their drives. I mean, you would, from your own 44-yard line, you don't have that far to go. It's pretty good field position, but this Tioga defense has been able to stop the Unitego offense from getting any sort of momentum. We saw the Spartans on that first drive of the game get all the way down inside the 20-yard line, but they had a penalty that brought it all the way back to around midfield. The Spartans have had some good plays. They just have to sustain some of these drives, keep the Tioga defense on the field, get them tired.
We want to extend our greetings out today to the fine folks at the Norwich Family YMCA. They are celebrating 150 years of service to the Chenango County community. They're going to be having an open house coming up on Saturday, November 3rd, from noon until 2 in the afternoon. All sorts of goodies going on. Free T-shirts for the first, get this, 1,000 visitors. It is going to be the 150th celebration of the Norwich Family YMCA. So Coach Nick Aiello is talking to his players. As far as the Tioga Central Tigers are concerned, they're coming off a 33-8 win over Walton last week. That's about the only common opponent that these two teams have played. Ball is going to be pitched out in there as it will come out to number six. That's going to be Tanner Winchester. Winchester's done that again. He's switched his uniforms. He has two uniforms that he wears. Sometimes he comes out as number two. Sometimes he comes out as number six. This time he has on number six. And he doesn't do him any good. He gets a couple of yards and that's it. So Butler back in the shotgun. The snap comes to him. He wants to throw. He has Kellen Comenda off on the left flat. And Kellen just didn't run into that one. Tyler managed a shotgun arm that time as he just fired it out there and commended. Couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, Butler had good protection, and Tioga only sent three or four guys to the quarterback, and the Unitego offensive line gave Butler the timing to throw the ball to Commenda, but the throw was a bit out of reach.
And these officials today are from the Elmira Officiating Board. Now it's going to be Butler passing again, and it's going to be downfield incomplete. The intended receiver was Johnny Wingate. Wingate was all the way down to the 22-yard line. There was an opposing player right with him, and they both went high into the air, neither coming down with the football.
Yeah, and that opposing player was Jesse Manuel. You had Wingate at 5'10", and then Manuel listed at 5'6", so advantage Unitego on that one. But the ball was batted around between the two and hit the turf and falls incomplete.
Firebrand will be kicking, and he smacks it down inside the 20. It's going to be grabbed down there by number 7, Jesse Manuel. Manuel starts upfield, will not get a lot of running room, as he will be brought down inside the 30-yard line, and the Tigers start from deep in their own territory. I'll tell you, Firebend really booted that ball that time. He got a good foot on it. So this field says Binghamton Patriots etched into the end zone. The big red and the blue Patriots. They have this as their home field, along with the Seton Catholic Central Saints. They both play their home football games here. But today it is being used because it is a turf football field and centrally located and pretty darn nice facility. It's being used by Section 4 for the Class D and the Class C semifinal playoff games. You're listening to them here on your Tri-Town Sports Leader. Now they're finally ready to go. The ball placed down at about the 10-yard line, closer to the 11, and it will be a handoff that will go in there to number 7. That's Jesse Manuel. Manuel says, I don't care if we start down at the 10 or 11. I'm going to get a first down anyway. He explodes up the right side and manages to get to about the 28 before he's finally stopped.
Yeah, there was a block in the back on the punt that brought that ball all the way back to the 10-yard line, but Jesse Manuel was able to run basically right through the middle gap, break a couple of tackles, and if he broke another one, he might have been gone into the end zone, Harry. The Unitigo secondary had to bring him down, and they did.
Ferguson looks around for a man to go to, and he will go in there this time to number 3. That is going to be Brad Jump. Jump at 5'4", 192. He is only a sophomore, and he will get to midfield before he is stopped.
Yeah, it's amazing. You look at this backfield. You do have Squires, who is a senior, and then you have Manuel, a freshman, and Jump, a sophomore. Two guys that are going to be around for a while in Section 4, Class D.
Coach Aiello managed to email me his starters, so I had the opportunity to sit in the evening and make out our game charts. And the thing that I couldn't help but notice was the underclassmen who were getting starting positions. So the snap goes back to junior Ryan Ferguson. No gain on this play as he gets back to the line of scrimmage and is going to be stopped right there. Also in that backfield, freshman Jesse Manuel, sophomore Brad Jump, the only senior in the backfield is Tyler Squires. Got a sophomore on the line, too, so it's lots and lots of underclassmen. That line has one senior, and everybody else is a junior or a sophomore. So this time the ball is going to be carried in there by Tyler Squires. Squires gets down close to the 46, a pickup of a long 4 on that play. Third down, and we'll call it 6 inside 9 minutes here. Period number 2, 14-0 ball game. Tioga is leading it.
Yeah, and Harry, I don't think Tioga has had many third downs today, but third down conversions and third down stops can really make or break a team, and for the Spartans trailing 14-0, a stop on third down here would be crucial to get them the ball back.
Ferguson came over to the sideline to talk to the coaches. Now he goes back into the huddle, and we're ready to go. The handoff will go to Tyler Squires, and the senior running back will get down close, but it looks like no cigar as he comes up a little bit short. It is fourth, and we'll call it 1, down at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, no huddle for Tioga. They want to hurry to the line of scrimmage and try to get this conversion, though.
And the handoff goes to number 7, Jesse Manuel. And Manuel does get the first down, provided there are no flags. I don't see any on the ground. So it looks like first and 10 from the 38 for the Tioga Tigers.
And that's such a common move in all levels of football. When you have a third and or fourth and short, excuse me, you don't want to punt the ball. You just hurry up to the line of scrimmage so that defensive unit can't make any changes. And usually it's either a quarterback sneak or you just give it off to the fullback, let them power their way up for a couple yards and get a fresh set of downs.
So Ryan Ferguson will keep it on the ground again as he goes to Brad Jump. Brad Jump gets a couple of yards as he is down inside the 35 to about the 34. Give him about 3 yards on that play. Interesting enough, we talked about over the previous games about Josh Firebend's bright pink shoes. It's interesting here because I said if there are no flags, because we have 3 or 4 members of the Tioga Tigers who have rather bright yellow shoes. Handoff goes to Tyler Squires, and Squires will get down inside the 25 as he got good running room that time, picks up about 10 yards. They will finally mark it down just inches high of the 25.
And one thing the Tigers have done well, there's a good balance right now between the running backs. Manuel has 61 yards unofficially, and then Squires has 55, and then Jump has 31. So there isn't one guy necessarily doing the bulk of the carrying in the backfield. They are spreading the ball pretty well throughout that backfield for Tioga.
I hate to tell you, they're both getting a whole lot. Ball got to be kept on the ground again. Squires trying to find a hole on the right side of the line. He does a little bit and gets down to the 23-yard line before he is going to be stopped. Give him a couple yards on that. Well, after this game, we'll have a bit of a break as far as WCDO listeners are concerned, as the next game comes up, Sydney against Waverly, 5 o'clock kickoff. Flag on the play as somebody from the Unitigo Spartans moved a little bit too quickly that time. The flag thrown almost at the snap. Nope, now they're going to say it is going to be against the Unitigo Spartans, so they'll march off 5. That will move the ball down to the 18-yard line and bring up a second, and now we'll call it 3.
Yeah, that's now we've seen a couple of times today encroachment on the Unitigo defensive line, and with the way the Tigers have been running the ball, you don't want to give them another easy 5 yards on top of that, and now they're in the red zone with 6 minutes to play in the half.
So the ball is at the 18. Rolling back is going to be Ferguson. He wants to throw and can't. The ball is coughed up, and it's going to roll out of bounds back at the 23-yard line. But there will be no turnover on that play.
Huge exhale now for coming from the Tigers. Unitigo forces the fumble, but the ball rolls out of bounds, so possession does not change, and the Tigers have a long second down or a long third down now, but at least they still have the ball on offense.
Well, I'll tell you, you talk about dedication. Look out, one of the men here at the ball game scouting it today is Delhi coach Dave Kelly. Dave Kelly, of course, the dean of all coaches here in the what I still think of as Susquehanna Association, but that is not the case anymore here in Section 4, and certainly in Delaware County. And he has a game today, if I remember right. I think that Delhi is yet to play in this crossover contest. They're going to be playing Dryden. What is that saying? A BG? So he snuck down here early to check out this ball game and then go on back up there. So we're going to have a 3rd and 11. Momentary catch your breath and have a drink of water break for both of these teams. The Unitigo Spartans now settling down and trying to get their defense going. It's going to be 3rd down coming up and about 10.5 for the Tigers. Remember, the winner of this contest will be playing in a final game coming up this next weekend. The Class D will be held on Friday. Right now it's scheduled for Union Endicott High School at 7 o'clock on Friday. We'll have to wait and see what the weather man has to say about that one. Flag thrown in the backfield. It's going to be illegal procedure against Tioga this time. So sometimes the powers giveth. This time they taketh away for the Tioga Central Tigers. And the ball will be moved back to the 31-yard line. It will bring up a 3rd and we'll call it about 15, almost 16.
Yeah, Ferguson hasn't attempted too many passes today. I think the only pass attempt he tried here was the touchdown reception to Staples, his wideout, but this is definitely a passing situation on 3rd and 16.
So Ferguson back in the shotgun. He is going to pitch the ball out to Squires. Squires tries the right side. He is going to be hit hard in there by David Van Alstyne. After Squires picks up about 5 to get it back to the original line of scrimmage. Now they'll finally spot it down at the 24-yard line, and that will bring up 4th and about 9 for Tioga. Tioga leads in this ball game by a couple of touchdowns. 14-0 is our score. 5 minutes showing in period number two. Mann going to be split out to the far side as Dalton Wochek in motion goes manual. The pitch now coming to manual, and he is going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage and brought down there. And across the way, we see a number of Unitico Spartans bang their hands together saying, yes, we held, now let's get in there. And the Spartan offensive unit comes in, first and 10 from the 25.
Yeah, and there's 4:52 to go in this first half, so time could start to become a factor as this drive progresses. And also it's important to point out too, Harry, that Tioga won the toss and deferred to the second half, so the Spartans going to have to get some points on the board late in this first half.
Johnny Wingate splits to the far side. It is going to be Winchester to the near side. The ball will be kept on the ground, and the defense for Tioga will meet the ball carrier right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. No gain whatsoever. Second and 10. The ball right at the chalk mark of the 25. Once again, Winchester to the near side, Wingate to the far side. Both of them split out. And the rolling back is going to be number five. That is going to be Josh Fireban. Fireban now manages to get that ball away. Pitched it out to Quinn Barnhart, who finally runs out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Good game. All of a sudden, I was astounded by Josh Fireband being in there. I certainly did not expect to see him. He has quarterbacked a fair amount, but always much later in the ball game.
And now it's back to Tyler Butler, who's in shotgun.
Yeah, Butler takes the snap, comes in high. Now he scrambles and comes out on the near side to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart manages to get up to about the 48. He picks up about a half of what they needed. I just have to assume that the coaches for the Unitico Spartans wanted to have another word with Tyler Butler, and that's why they put in Fireband.
Well, we saw Fireband earlier on in the season. I think it was opening weekend. In fact, at Shenango Forks, he came in that game, and it was a lopsided game, and Unitico didn't have a shot of winning that game. But Fireband had an impressive fourth quarter against a tough Shenango Forks team.
Yep, absolutely. And he's easy to spot with those rather fluorescent pink sneakers. Ball going to be kept on the ground, no gain at all as they get the ball to the 48, make it a third, and we'll still call it five. This time it's Quinn Barnhart split off to the near side, along with Wingate. Pass goes to the far side. Kellen Komenda, first down.
That was an impressive catch by Komenda. The throw was high, and he was able to turn around and locate the football, jump up, and break the tackle to cross the first down marker. If he stayed on his feet, Harry, he might have been gone because there was not many Tioga players around him.
Yeah, gain on that play down to the 43-yard line. Now it comes back to Butler, who will immediately hand it off to Van Alstyn. The ball is going to be stripped away, picked up by one of the Tigers, and it will be forced out of bounds. That was, I want to say, number 85 in there. That is Josh Kithcart. You're saying it's Carter Jackson, 65? There is a flag, though, on the play, and the chains have not been moved at all. Well, I saw that as 85. You say 65. Regardless, the ball was scooped up and a long run for the Tigers. But they are going to, let's see, we had a flag upfield, and now they say that it, and now they're going to call it a touchdown. So they say that the run back came all the way from about the 40-yard line, and they say he got into the end zone. So we had discussions with officials all over the place on that one. So Carter Jackson runs that down at 2 minutes, 34 seconds, and they call it a touchdown. 20-0 is the score right now.
Well, now, and I think there's some confusion. Now the referee telling the scorekeeper to put it back to 14 here.
To me, it clearly looked like the runner had been forced out of bounds at about the 1. And now they say that is exactly what the case is. Bit of confusion on that. I don't want to say that it looks like substitute referees, but maybe that was what it was like. Oh, it looks so easy. Jesse Manuel has that football. He finds an opening with no problem and just prances into the end zone. Virtually untouched. So now they took away the 20-0 to score, and immediately it's put right back up on the boards. But instead of a long touchdown, it is going to be a short touchdown. And we'll see. I anticipate, again, another two-point PAT attempt. Ball going to be put into the hands of number 7. That is Jesse Manuel. And Manuel will not punch it through. So it stays a 3-touchdown ball game as the Tioga Tigers lead the Unitigo Spartans by a 20-0 score. On your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
That ball, a short kick. It's grabbed down by Lucas DeJoy. DeJoy handing the ball back off after he was already down when he rolled on it. Now he, being on that special team, goes to the far sidelines. And it is going to be Tyler Butler in the shotgun. He has an open man. That is going to be Winchester. Winchester grabs down that ball very close to first down territory at the 49 of Tioga.
Yeah, and Butler had no choice but to get rid of that ball. He took several steps back in the pocket. He was near his own 30 or 25-yard line, and he had to throw that ball very long just to get the 11-yard gain for the first down.
Yeah, that was one of those survival techniques. When you have a lot of big, dark uniforms coming at you, you want to get rid of it. Into the air, down into the end zone. Long pass to John Wingate. That play started at the 49. Butler, strong arm, gets it down to Wingate at about the 5-yard line, and Wingate easily runs in to put 6 points on the board for the Unitigo Spartans. And all of a sudden, it is a 20-6 contest.
Talk about responding. I mean, the Spartans were driving when the score was 14-0. A huge fumble cost them 6 more points, but they're not going to give up in this game. This is the Class D semifinals, and Fireman nails the extra point to make it a 27 game.
Yeah, old Pink Sneakers Josh managed to put the foot through it, and it's up and through. So 20-7 is our score. Oh, we have hits and hits and hits. And Saturday morning football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Your New York City Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Josh Fireman kicks this one away for the Unitego Spartans, and Tioga looks to respond.
Yeah, no great run back on that one, as it will be brought down way over on the far sidelines. Here again, I'm going to say that it was number, 85 catching the ball, and we may be back where we were before. Josh Kithcart, I think on the special teams, although it may have been Dalton Wojcik. It's a very interesting situation. We have dark jerseys for Tioga with rather squished up gold numerals. Not the easiest things to see. Ball going to be kept on the ground. It is going to be number 7, Jesse Manuel. He is a freshman. 5'6", 143 pounds, gets to the 40-yard line. It is going to be a gain. We'll call it about 7. I'll tell you, he is impressive. A freshman. Now, you mentioned a moment ago, you say that one of the teams has arrived for the afternoon contest as we see school buses coming in. Tyler Squires keeps the football on the ground, and he will get up to midfield for the Tioga Tigers.
Yes, and the Tigers working quickly now with under 2 minutes to go. No huddle offense.
27 is our score, 22-7. Jesse Manuel going to be met by a whole line of white jerseys. Will not get any gain on that one. Second and 10, the ball still at the 50-yard line. This is the first of 3 games we'll have for you during the day. Today on WCDO, flag in the backfield. Tyler Squires still battling, manages to get to the 45, but there was a holding violation against the Tigers. That will negate that run. The White Hat comes over and talks to the Unitego Spartans while all the members of the Tigers start prancing back upfield. They're having their huddle at about the 40-yard line. The official picks up the football, comes back to the point of the infraction, and then starts marching upfield from there. He'll get down to the 38, and we will call it a second at about 22 for the first down.
Yeah, and the Tigers do get the ball to start the second half. I wouldn't be surprised to just do a couple more runs here, not try to get 7 points on the board now with the field position backed up a couple yards.
Inside a minute, Jesse Manuel manages to try to gain back some of the penalty yardage. He will get across the 45 to about the 43. No great run back on that. It is still a third, and we will call it just inside 20. They're just letting time run down. Inside 30 seconds as we go toward halftime. Ferguson coming to the near sideline, gets the play, comes back into the huddle. And they'll take this one, probably the last play from scrimmage. It's going to be a handoff in there to Squires, and Squires will not make the first down as he gets down to the 45 over into Unitego territory. And the clock continues to run, 4-3-2-1. And both of these teams now head for the sidelines. They want to go in and get their respective locker rooms. And here we are still within the morning, 11:56, as we come up to the top of the hour. We call this for you Saturday morning football here, as it is a Class D contest, pretty much dominated by Tioga in the first half of this ball game.
Yeah, we saw a lot of running backs for the Tigers go off in that first half, and we'll go over the stats in a little bit, but, you know, Manuel, the freshman, you have jumped the sophomore, a lot of young guys on this roster getting it done in the first 24 minutes for Tioga today.
So we have ourselves the first half of this ball game is history, and that means that we're going to be going into halftime. The Marabito Halftime Report is being sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call the folks at Marabito Energy Products. Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. So we have ourselves the halftime break. They've managed to put up 15 minutes on the clock. However, they have not started that clock. I see the coaches, Kelly, now exiting this field as they are going off to their own football game. As we said before, that will be Dryden against Delhi at BG was where the initial game plan put this ball game, so we'll see if that is in fact true or not. We'll be back with a little bit more a little bit later on. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.